Yes, here we are again. We got a lot of questions regarding different topics and different aspects you spoke of. And maybe Regina, you can start with one question the students had.
Yes, I have a question which refers to the Habermas. You have told that he answered to this question as brilliant and critical. And the question here is, did Habermas not only value the question, also did he also answer it?
Well,
can you say to this something?
Well, I'm quite what do you mean?
Yes, you told us that Habermas said to this question that it is brilliant and critical. Yeah. And by this he valued the question and said it's good. But the question is, did he also answer to the question?
Yeah, yeah, he answered the question. But I mean, the example is, I suppose that it will be understood the fact that he is given to the question of John, that is the name of this woman, a relevance in his discourse, and it's like a way to break the environment that the audience create when this non-academic woman asks to him the question. Yeah.
And at the beginning you spoke of Confapea. Yes, and it seems to be an umbrella organization that is a bigger organization. And the question here is, how is the membership to get, and how is it paid, and how many members are there?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's an umbrella organization. It works at national level. Then it's a confederation, and it includes different associations and organizations of adult learners in Spain. And well, there is no fee and to be member of Confapea, but there is like some requirements. For example, the organizations who wants to be member of this confederation should agree on the Declaration of Rights of Participants and also to the ethical code of Confapea, that there are documents who are available in its web page. Then there is no a monetary requirement, but obviously there is the need to hold some democratic principles, and it's an organization that are including a lot of different associations in Spain. I can give you not now the exact number of organizations, but it's quite a big number. Yeah.
So it's overall in Spain then.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Yes, I have therefore another concrete question. The question is, on the one side there are the participants and there are also the professors and educators, mm-hmm. and you told us that the participants are the basis. Yeah. So the question is, how do the participants address the professors and educators?
Yeah.
How is the link to them?
Yeah. There are several of them, but for example, the Trijornadas, that it's a conference that is taking place every 3 years. In that conference, there are 3 days of events in which they are all together, participants and researchers and educators. And then in these spaces of debate, there are they are appearing a lot of issues and that are from interest of different of all the parts. For example, in one of these Trijornadas, one participant asked to one university professor, which is the model of adult education that you are teaching in the universities to your students. And then this question of a participant, and was also the starting point of a reflection for the university professors who are teaching to future adult educators about how the model of adult education is being taught in the university, how it should be defined, and then several research has also been initiated from that question. I mean, what is important is to create a spaces of dialogue in which the different sectors work together and can really establish a dialogue in which all of them are equal in their contributions. It is the point.
Yes, but maybe the idea is also on the one side are the professors, which has initiated this network you mentioned,
yeah.
And on the other side, you told me that the participants are the basis.
Yeah.
So maybe the question is, how do you create their equality that it's realistic? And yes, how do you create that?
How do you create this equality among them?
Yeah.
Well, I think one important thing is that the associations of participants are behind the organization of the whole event. For example, the Tri Jornadas are organized by the participants themselves. Mm-hmm. Then it is giving to them, it is breaking the hierarchies that in other cases exist. Mm-hmm. When, for example, you are organizing an event in which you are as a researcher, are designing which are the topics to be debate or how the schedule should be organized. In that case, participants organizations, the CONFAPEA, at the national level, is organizing the event. And then in the Grupo 90 and the REDA, the educators from the REDA network are supporting in their initiative and are supporting their efforts to build a quality of education for adults for all, I mean.
The question I have here now is very much linked to the question you arose. It is how far is a remedial and transformative model maybe too simple, because you have shown it as the one is good and the other bad, maybe. And the question is there, for example, no need for instruction in the transformative model? You already mm-hmm. talked about it a little bit.
Sure. Yes. Yeah, I have simplified the difference between them because, but no, it is not like this. I mean, and when I was talking about instruction, I was referring that in the remedial model, the learning and the formal learning was only contemplate as possible to be reached through schooling methods. I mean, when I talk about instruction, I am referring to a procedure very based in the school format, in which there is an instructor that are there is an educator that are instructing the adult learners, and then the direction it's only unidirectional. There is no a feedback. And there is not the inclusion of the learners' knowledges and previous competences in the learning context, and obviously in the remedial model, I'm sure that there will be good things. But in any case, I'm highlighting those features that are contributing or not to this democratization trend that has started in Spain.
I have one more question regarding this. Is the program you've showed, is it only provided in the basic level of adult education? You gave the example of literacy. And because in Germany, we also have in vocational training talks about it. Is it in Spain too?
And do you mean the transformative model?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's as far as I know, the transformative model is mainly being implemented in adult education centers, in which they are providing basic education, secondary education for adults. But I don't know any experience related with vocational training.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have here a question regarding the problems of the democratization process. Can you tell us a little bit about this, if there arose problems?
Yeah, well, in fact, it's not always easy to build this egalitarian dialogue in which we were talking about. Society is not... In many cases, is not creating the conditions, the ideal conditions to make possible that people who have been traditionally excluded from education can access and can enjoy in equal conditions. I am, for example, thinking about the difficulties that immigrant groups are finding to reach this kind of education. And well, there are a lot of resistance when this transformative experience are trying to give to obtain and to have a strength. Obviously, there are some of them, but I think that this movement of adult participants is very strong and is becoming stronger. And it's very based in solidarity and you know, and the hope that it's possible to change things. And this solidarity is giving a lot of strength to these people to going on and to overcome the difficulties that they are finding, because there are difficulties, obviously.
Okay, I have here some questions regarding the effects of the democratization process. The first is, which effects can you have this process regarding the social inclusion of the participant? Can you tell us there something?
Yeah, well, in those centers that are working with this model, they are really finding the conditions to facilitate that. For instance, people who maybe are rejecting to be enrolled in a school with a remedial model because they have felt themselves and that they are not valued, or they that have not enough knowledge to following with a course. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of adult learners that have this kind of situation and that they are not encouraged in a remedial model school. Then when they are when they are in this transformative model school, they are encouraged to following, and also when they have reached their educational achievements, they are also encouraging other people, and on that way they are really accessing to people who has been excluded from the mainstream education system, you know. And I'm thinking for example about migrants groups that are having a lot of difficulties, or for example, Roma, who have been suffering a lot of racism in the educational system, the mainstream educational system, to be enrolled in educational programs. With this kind of experience, they are more and more enrolled, and I mean, they are promoted in the learning processes.
Yes, the next question I have here is about a little different aspect. It's, you talked about a great number of volunteer workers in adult education institutions or adult education centers. Mm-hmm. Was a number of 85 out of 100 that the volunteer workers?
Yeah.
Who are these volunteers, and are they all working without payment?
That's the question. Yeah, they are working without payment. It's a very wide range of profiles. There are people from the community, for example. There are a lot of them who are who have been adult learners in the school, and now they want also to contribute, helping other people to follow the same path. Or, for example, there are a lot of university people who are being there as a volunteers. For example, students that are trying to be teachers or pedagogists or people from the university. And also, there are a wide range, from university people who are just being there supporting this movement as a volunteer, to other adult learners who have who want also to be enrolled in that way in the center.
So is everybody able to teach and allowed to teach then, or are there some criteria for teaching?
Yeah, there are. There are different possibilities to participate as a volunteer in an adult education center, from teaching to elaborating new materials, to organize activities, to participate in commissions. As we have seen, there are a lot of bodies of participation in this adult education center, and obviously there are different forms of participation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, do you have one more question?
I think we have now, if I look to your card, almost the same question. It's a little bit a critical view on the democratization process in Spain, but maybe your question, summarize all these questions.
Yes, the question I have here on my card is if democratization is an overall topic in Spain, if it is an overall topic in Spain, if it is in different fields of education and in Spain, not only in your institution, and what is about other themes and other topics like employability or citizenship and other EU topics in Spain? Are they also discussed as citizenship is?
Yeah. Well, democratization is very present as a trend in the field of adult education, but also in other fields. There are projects, for example, in primary and secondary school in Spain as the learning communities, in which are stressing the relevance to include the community, the whole community, in the adult education centers. And there are primary and secondary schools in which they are creating forms of participation in which family and community members are challenging the traditional structure of organizing the center and are looking for ways to guarantee good educational achievements for all, children. And then one of the keys is the way of organize the family participation and the community participation inside the schools for children. Then there are other experiences in Spain, not only in the field of adult education, that are also following this trend. And obviously there are other topics in Spain, citizenship, employment, but in fact, this kind of experience are really promoting a kind of participation, social participation, that in this case is focused on adult learners, but it's a kind of participation that it's really promoting an active citizenship and active involvement of people, not only in the transformation of the adult education centers, but also in the transformation of the community. But as I said, these adult education centers are really linked to the community development in the context where they are. I mean, they are not schools that are only working for the transformation of what is happening inside the walls of the school, but also outside. And then they have really a really impact in the transformation of the context. And the people who are involved in this adult education center are really engaged, not only in their personal transformation as learners, but also in the transformation of other people, in the transformation of the inequalities that exist in the community. And it's really a way to promote an active citizenship based on solidarity and in trying to find ways to overcome inequalities.
Do you see this democratization process as a special Spanish trend, or do you think it will be valuable or needed in other European countries too?
Well, in fact, it's not only a Spanish trend. I forgot to mention before that, for example, the Declaration Right of Participants that was presented in the Confitea 1997 was received the support of different countries. And from that experience, for example, in Edinburgh, was organized an adult education forum, adult learners forum, and that also promote a bill of participants, a declaration of the rights of participants in Edinburgh. And then there are different experiences that are emerging in other parts of the world, stressing the need to give a relevant voice and not to replace the voice of learners, adult learners, in the adult education movement.
Yes, I think the questions I have on the card you answered now. Also, we have still have a lot of time. I give the question to our colleague at the forum. Is there another question raised in the forum? No? Okay, thank you. So thanks to you, Esther. You gave us a very good overview of your work in Spain and the trends towards democratization in Spain. We're very happy that you're here today. And Regina, what do you say? It was a very good presentation of Esther.
Yes, I think it was an interesting insight, and it was also interesting how you in Spain, which special work you have in Spain, and maybe it can, yes, it can be a way of thinking how we can organize our activities in getting more people in adult education and raise our participation rate in other countries too.